Mexico City's Metropolitan Cathedral is one of the highlights of any visit to the Mexican capital. Spanish conquistador Hernan Cortes ordered its construction in 1524. The cathedral, a symbol of Spanish pride, was finally finished in 1813. Among its many features are two bell towers that dominate the front of the building. Inside them are 34 bells, each with its own history and sound. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro sent us this audio postcard.
68 stone steps spiral up the inside of the thick square bell tower walls. At the top of one of them, in an open shaft surrounded by arches in which huge bells hang, stands Rafael Parra, a short man with sharp eyes and rough hands. He's been head bellman here for 8 years. Parra gives a daily guided tour of the towers for small groups of tourists. He's clearly proud of their beauty, and he's become something of a bell scholar. Each bell, he explains, was made in Mexico. Upon being blessed by a bishop, they are named, normally after a saint. Over the years, many have developed nicknames as well. They all have a particular sound. Two bells were the first ones made in Mexico in 1578, he explains. One is called Santa María de la Asunción. It's popularly known as La Doña, a title of respect because of its sonorous sound. The other bell is named San Jose. It's nicknamed the throaty one because of its solemn sound. As the bell rings over the roof of the cathedral, Parra points out how all the different periods of Mexican history come together here. The cathedral is a symbol of the colonial period. To the side, the ruins of one of the main Aztec temples can be seen. In the distance, the tall buildings of modern Mexico dominate the skyline. The newest bell is 3 years old and is named after the Mexican Saint Juan Diego, who first witnessed the apparition of Mexican's patron, La Virgen de Guadalupe. This golden-colored bell was ordered made to commemorate the canonization of San Juan Diego, he says. It carries his name. It was blessed by the Pope when he came to Mexico the last time. It weighs just over a ton. It has a high piercing sound that can be heard as far as 10 kilometers away. The biggest bell in Latin America, and the third largest in the world, is also housed at the cathedral. It's named after Guadalupe, but it's nicknamed the main bell, and it weighs 13 tons. The Virgen and her disciple are frequently struck one after the other, as if in conversation. Perhaps the most famous of the cathedral's bells is called La Castigada, or the Punished One. Instead of remaining stationary while a bellman hits the ball or clapper against the dome, La Castigada is spun around on an axle. That makes the bell very dangerous to ring. Years ago, Parra says, there was an accident with this bell. As it was spinning, an inexpert bellman was hit and it killed him. A decision was made following a very old Spanish tradition to punish the bell. It was ordered that the clapper be taken out and the bell be tied down. The sentence was for it to never be rung again. More than 50 years were to pass, but then Parra explains another old rite was performed to pardon the bell. In 2000, though, in the Jubilee year, Parra says, the year of forgiveness, the cardinal ordered that an exorcism be performed on the bell. The bell was prayed over, it was anointed with holy water, and it was then allowed to ring again. La Castigada is rung only on Sundays or special religious days. Otón Nava is in charge of ringing it. He says it's a tough job. It's a difficult bell to ring, he says, because it's heavy. You need to be strong and stubborn to make it turn. You have to be alert. The man who died became distracted. Parra says he and the other bellmen are doing God's work by ringing the bells every day. The bells are the voice of God. The dome of the bell symbolizes heaven, he says. The ball or clapper symbolizes the world we live in. When man and heaven make contact, the voice of God can be heard. It's an invitation to prayer, to worship. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Mexico City.